What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Hurt podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. What's going on, everyone? Hope all is well with you whenever you decide to listen to this episode of Healing Versus Hurt podcast. Let's jump right into our topic for the day. You know, I never have I don't have a title. Each time I do my podcast, I don't have a title before I do it. Like, it always ends up coming up during the podcast. So we're just going to hop right into what we're going to discuss today. Something for us to be aware of. I'm always about awareness of self, awareness of the energy within ourselves, awareness of the energy around us, and things like that. So I want us to try to become aware, because the awareness is going to come from us, you know, starting to realize who we are, realizing our values, what we value, what we like, what we dislike, what we honor, what we don't honor, things like that, right? So we have to sometimes look at the relationships that we may decide to be in, you know, relationships that we are in. And I'm speaking today, which I usually don't usually speak of, like, just like, I don't single-handedly talk about like relationships as far as like, you know, couples. Usually I'll add that in there with other relationships, but today I'm speaking specifically to like coupling up with someone, you know, your romantic partner. And I think sometimes we have to be aware. I know a lot of times people like to say, well, some of these women get with people who are like their fathers, right? Like that is a true statement. Like that happens, like the energy of their father. And we also have to understand as well, that goes both ways. We may couple up with someone who may be the energy of our mothers as well. It just all depends on the situation. Men may get with women who may remind them of a mother. Women may get with men who may remind them of their mother or have this energy or off-put about them when it comes to maybe how their mother treated them, how their father treated them, right? Or whoever you decide to be with romantically, okay? I'm not singling anyone out. That's just the reality of the world, you know? So whoever you decide to be with romantically may remind you of a parent, because sometimes I think we don't want to be aware of things like that, because sometimes people, they have this piece in them that may be hurt, damaged, and things like that. And what tends to happen is that instead of actually finding a partner or looking for a partner, they find a parent instead. So we have to become aware of things like that, because sometimes, I don't really even want to talk about the show that I was watching, but I was watching this show, and these two ladies got married and everything, and I won't get into all of it, but basically what I feel like I was aware of while I was watching the show was that one of the young ladies looked at their partner without saying it, without probably even understanding it, looked at her as a parent. You know, it was one of those things where she had never been loved the way that she has been loved before from anyone, you know? And you could tell that she becomes almost like, I wouldn't say a baby when she's around her, but sort of kinda, you know, kind of becomes like a little spoiled, became a little like, I wouldn't say needy, but needy in an emotional aspect. Like she, you know, like, I need you to parent me kind of thing, you know? And I've had people in my life who also look for those type of things from me. And like I said, like, this doesn't just have to be romantic, but that's what I'm specifically speaking on today, because this can really go, this can be in any arena of relationships, any arena. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be romantic, but I'm just specifically speaking romantic today. So I just feel like that's something for us to become aware of. You know, is it the piece of the person that we really choose to be with based off of the connection that you have together? Is it based off because there's an energy of reminding you of a parent, or how you want your parent to be, or either your parent is this way and it's something about that parenting skill that you're drawn to, and now your partner is also exuding that type of energy as well. I don't want to say like, oh, if it's a good thing or a bad thing and things like that. Sometimes we have to look at it when it can become a thing that may not be healthy for us. So if it's an energy from a parent that may not be in the best of our interest, and it could be an energy of, you know, not so good for the people around them, then if you're attracted to that energy, there is something inside of you that you need to look at. Why am I accepting this type of energy from my partner? Is it something in my life based off how I was raised, how my parents raised me, or how, you know, and things like that? Is it an equal type of energy? Is this why I'm drawn to this? You know, because sometimes, for instance, it can be in a way that is in a good way. Like, you know, it may be like a parent who like is about their business, organized and things like that. And you may end up attracting that as well in a partner. So it doesn't always have to be like the side of things that are not healthy for us. It could be in healthy manners as well. So for those unhealthy manners, you want to look at that, because are these energies something that was there kind of picking you apart, destroying your character, where you couldn't live up to your highest ability and how you wanted to live your life, and now you're in a relationship that actually is doing the same, even without actually saying this is what it's doing, but it's the energy and the frequency that it gives off that's keeping you at this maybe place of stagnation, place of insecurities, a place of doubting yourself, you know, things like that. Because if it is, then again, we go back to being aware of these things and looking at how we need to work on ourselves, and ways that we need to work on ourselves to work through this. Because either it's something that where this person is not going to no longer belong in our life once we've worked through our stuff, or it might be something where you're working through it and it's being shown that you're working through it, and then the energy changes even within that person and they start to work on themselves as well. So that doesn't mean a person may not be for you, right? I feel like it's more to say on this topic, but I just wanted to kind of throw this out there for us to kind of think on some things when it comes to our romantic relationships, you know, and our just overall relationships also as a whole. So with that being said, I'm going to pull a card today. I sure am. From the Rose Oracle deck. So give me just a sec here. see the messages. All right. So the first message we have is the Mystic Rose. Compassion, devotion, humility, humanity, grace. So for me, I'm thinking that, are you showing yourself compassion? Are you in devotion with yourself? Are you showing humility to yourself? How are you living your life within this humane world? Is there grace given to yourself and also to others? The second card is the Wastelands. Sustainability, slow down, tend to your garden. Tend to your garden. And that's why I say, even on the last episode was speaking of the matters of the heart. We got to tend to the matters of the heart. We have to tend to the matters within us. And that's going to help you to become aware of even the things that we talked about today. To slow down and focus on yourself. Tune into yourself. Dive into yourself. Just like we want to sit down at a table and get to know people, or we want to, you know, jump on chats and talk to people and see what kind of people we can meet and get to know more about them. Let's start chatting with ourselves. Jump into the chat with you, okay? The third card is the Return. I feel all good energy. Like, the Return. Like, it's a song that's coming to my soul. I can hear it within myself. The Return. And I the words won't come out right now. But the Return, a new story, you decide. Alignment, it's coming together. It's coming together. So even if you're in this place of, like, you're laying yourself, like you're on your knees and you're like, I need to become more aware of me. You know, I'm spending more time with myself, things that I need to do, things that I need to tend to in my own garden. It may feel like it's something that's cracking apart, breaking up, not staying together, not working out, and all of the things. It may feel like there's no chemistry with people around you, and it's people aren't understanding, so you just don't talk about it, or you just don't say anything about it. You're tending to your garden. And while you're tending to your garden, you're writing a new story for yourself. Every area of your life, every season of your life, you have written a new story for you. Because we are adults, usually adults are listening to my podcast. So now that we are adults, we're starting to tend to now be more aware of the changes that's occurring in each season from when we were younger, being 17, 18, 19. You weren't really looking at seasons of change in your life. You were just living. So now that you've become aware and more wise about things in your life and how you tend to be here in this world, you're paying attention. So with you paying attention, there's things that you're tweaking. There's things that you're deciding to tend to within yourself. So things are being broken up, released. Because why? Because where you are, where you're going, you stepping into your new story, certain things are not in alignment anymore. Your living situation may not be in alignment anymore. The people around you who you may have grown up with is not in alignment anymore. And I think instead of being offended by these things, that we learn how to cultivate the change that's occurring, because again, we're actually deciding a new story for our lives. That goes back to everybody can't go. Everybody can't tend to the new garden that you are planting. That you're toiling the soil. You're doing all your work. Just because they don't physically see you doing the work, the energy around you, within you, is changing. So the dynamic of the relationship start to change as well. Sometimes you don't even know how to necessarily, I know we're jumping into this whole new thing because now these cards have been pulled, okay, honey? I'm not even looking at the cards, but I pulled them so we could see how they are still in alignment with also what we talked about. When we tend to, when things start to crumble and it seems like it's falling apart, and if you will, in tarot, the towers coming down and all of the things, understand that that means change is here. Change is occurring. A new story is occurring. We have to stop holding on to things that are not actually in alignment. It's not that maybe we didn't like those things, that we didn't love those things. This goes from relationships to careers to our housing situation. All of that. Some things need to literally fall off. And you know, sometimes it's easier said than done, but is it doable? Absolutely. You won't be the first person it happened to, and you won't be the last person that it happens to. If you're growing, as I would think that we all are, especially if you're listening to the Healing Versus Hurt podcast, you also know as you're growing, you don't stay the same size. How can we say a tree is growing if it stays the same size? That's not how that works. Okay? There's going to be a new inch if a tree is growing. If your flowers are growing, there's going to be new development. New development, right? New inches, new expansion, new elevation within yourself. And it's going to show up on the outside. It has to. It has to. Just because you can't physically see the roots under the ground getting fed by all the, I don't even know what you want to call it, all the things, all the bugs, all the water, all the leaves feeding the roots, and the all the just magnetism that is happening and occurring up under there, all the electricity that's going through the ground and just like feeding the roots of these trees as they continue to grow taller and taller. Just because you can't see the inner work that is happening does not mean the tree is not growing. Because all of a sudden you'll look up and you're like, damn, when did the leaves become so purple on this tree? The last time I paid attention and seen it, there was no leaves on this tree. Not a leaf was there. Then all of a sudden, when you're paying attention to this tree and the development, it's like it comes out of nowhere. It comes out of nowhere. You all of a sudden see all these beautiful leaves on these branches that have grown and produced and are so full. And I my words, I'm just like so full, so breathtaking, so beautiful, right? So with that being said, just because the inner work is being done and people can't see it, the energy changes. Because your insides are changing, your outer appearance is changing as well. You may not hear people tell you that. And you have some people who can't help but keep it real and compassionate and can really see your growth and your development, they'll let you know the beauty that they see. You don't have to tell nobody any work that you're doing. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, even when you start to become aware of certain things within yourself that you're accepting from your partner or even other relationships, and once you become aware and you start working on those things internally, the energy and the frequency is going to change. So either that person is basically going to fall in line, if you will, fall in line and start seeing that it's something different here. Like, and they'll start working even more on themselves, and the whole energy is going to start changing, or they won't. And what might happen is that crumbling, that tower, it has to happen. And see, look at that. Oh, man. Look at people falling off. Just like when the leaves have to fall to the ground in the fall, they fall to the ground so that they can give nourishment to the soil, to the roots of the tree, for the tree to stay alive. Same thing when people fall from your life. It gives nourishment to your roots, to your DNA, to your energy, to your frequency. And you're either going to allow that change to be, you're going to allow that growth to happen, you're going to allow that elevation to happen, or you're not. You have the power to make a new story for you. You're allowed to do that. This says a new story. You decide. Alignment. It's coming together. And again, that card is called The Return. And I keep hearing this song play in my head. I hear the melody of it, but the words are not coming forth. But it's okay. I want you all to grasp what's for you. Leave the rest for someone else. Like I always say, chew up the watermelon, spit out the seeds. Okay? So with all this being said, work on the awareness within yourself. That's where the growth is going to happen. That's where the nourishment is happening within you. I love you all, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.